also add my thanks to the Budget Office, which remains something that I'm very happy we got going. What's funded and what's not funded is also part of this, and I do want to recognise that we did take cuts. There are several things that are not, many things that are not funded that people were hoping would be funded. We heard today about the Lads Edition Gardeners and the Brooklyn Park, and there are others, especially through parks, where things are not funded, and we know we've got more work to do. So I'm looking forward to working on those issues under the guidance of Tim Crail, my Chief of Staff, and in fact all my staff. The Build Portland initiative, it's bold, it's a legacy project, and I'm happy that I'm going to be involved in it for the next 3+ years. I'm very happy with the 250,000 for the open and accountable elections and the budget note that says, yes, we are going to have it implemented by 2020. So that is very significant to me, and I know to many of our community members who are hoping for more representation at every level. The four parks rangers that are funded in East Portland with ongoing money, it's the first time that the council has allocated parks rangers specifically to East Portland. Previously, they've all been on the west side. And so we're starting to address some of the key equity challenges that were evident when I first started and perhaps even more evident now. We're starting the health, safety, and environmental programs in parks, you know, like the school districts dealing with lead and paint, lead water, asbestos. A lot of our infrastructure is failing. And so I'm very happy that we, several years ago, Commissioner Saltzman and Fish and I passed a binding city resolution saying that half of all one-time money has to go to infrastructure maintenance, and that this year has been the benefit of the Transportation Bureau, which is getting $7.2 million that it otherwise would not necessarily have got, because a lot of these maintenance projects are not particularly fun or sexy, and there are still things that even with the parks levy and with the allocations, it's challenging, and I know that I've got work to do if I'm reassigned the Parks Bureau to get the Lansu Chinese Garden roof done, to get the leaking basement in Pittock Mansion done. Everybody who came in to talk with us in our budget sessions, whether you got what you wanted or not, your comments were not lost on us, and just because we're accepting this budget and moving it forward doesn't mean that we won't try to continue to work with neighbours on things like the Lads Edition Park. We rely on volunteers in Portland Parks and Recreation, so we need to continue to support them as we need to. $25 million plus for the Joint Office of Homeless Services, that's a lot of money. When people come and say that they were not doing anything, I just keep thinking, well, $25 million is a lot of money, particularly in conjunction with the tripling of the Housing Bureau's budget over the time that I've been on the council. I'm satisfied that we have had a process for the marijuana tax money, and I very much appreciate all of my colleagues' support on that. Looking forward to the participatory budgeting on the remaining $500,000 of it, also to the programs process for the special appropriation grants. And that again, so if you did not get what you wanted in this budget today, we have $1 million set aside for special appropriations, which anybody can apply to, and a committee made up of staffers from the five offices in City Hall will allocate that money. And so there's a lot of opportunities for partnership with the city. That's what makes our city so great. Just a couple of other things. The Vision Zero money is very significant, and we need to do more. Yes, we need to do more to support both our police officers and people who are impacted by police officer decisions in our community. We will continue to do that. We will continue to work on the settlement agreement with the Department of Justice, whether the Department of Justice decides to want us to or not. That is something that Mayor Wheeler has been committed to, just like Mayor Hales and Mayor Adams were before him. Them, and I will continue to work on it. I'm particularly happy that we got the Community Services Officers pilot in Portland Police Bureau wanting to be involved as you implement that, Mayor Wheeler. So just generally, a lot of work has been done by everybody. Thank you very much.
Wheeler.
Well, Dan stole my speech, so I'm going to have to go in a different direction.
I'm sure you had enough time. Yeah.
I believe it's to our credit as a council and a sign that we have clear priorities that this budget was passed with little fanfare and even less controversy. The City of Portland is poised to make significant investments to improve our roads, address homelessness, and foster economic growth. The Council approved an initial investment of $50 million in critical infrastructure that will grow to $600 million over 20 years. We approved a $25 million investment in the Joint Office of Homelessness Services to provide rent assistance, shelter, and housing placement. We've increased funding to minimize the impacts of homelessness as they relate to public health, safety, and livability. And we've invested in coordinated efforts to promote workforce development to ensure that Portlanders are prepared for the high-skill, high-wage jobs that will define our economy in the years ahead. I want to thank my colleagues here and your staffs for approaching this budget with an approach defined by a collaborative, problem-solving, and fiscal discipline perspective. Like Chloe, I learned a lot during this budget process, and this is really all of our work, and it's something that I believe we as a council can be very proud of. So I've appreciated this process. I've appreciated the time and the energy that you've all put into it, and I look forward to doing this many times in the years ahead. Thank you all. The budget is approved as amended. Commissioner Udaly, can we borrow you for two more minutes?
Oh, I know.
So we have to also approve the tax levies. So let me just read the formal ORS script. The city shall levy its full permanent rate of 4.5770 per $1,000 of assessed value and $17,590,351 for the payment of voter-approved general obligation and bond principal and interest, and $155,553,793 for the obligations for the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund, and 0.4026 per $1,000 of assessed value for the children's levy. Furthermore, the city shall levy the amounts listed in Attachment E for urban renewal collections. I'll entertain a motion to approve the tax levies.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Saltzman.
Second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Udaly. Any further conversation on the levies? Please call the roll. Carla.
Fish.
Mayor, I have a 20-minute statement I'd like to read for the record on this. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is a good reminder. What we're spending is taxpayers' money, and we're trying to do it as wisely as possible. And thank you to those who live in this great city and work in this great city. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The tax levies are approved. This meeting of the City Portland Budget Committee is now adjourned. Thank you to the Budget Office, and I know we still have more work
Mayor,
to do.
Let's take a three-minute compassion break.
All right, 3 minutes. Thank you, Commissioner Udaly. Those of you waiting for the Portland Development Commission, now known as Prosper Portland, will be up in 3 minutes.
So, Mayor, I felt it interested that you went to high school with David Bainsburg.
I am very good friends with David Bainsburg.
Now, what position of student council did you both run with? And I gave you the impression you should laugh on.
But
he said you were more popular, more personal.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great. I realize that there's something that I'm